Blog Talk Radio.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudge Book will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudge Book. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
Most likely I'ma die for me. I've been grinding outside all day with me. And I ain't going in unless I'm with my hitters. My hitter, my hitter. 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 Yeah. First thing first, I love all my hitters. This rap, 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 and I evolve my hitter. You're looking for some rain, let me call my hitter. Sell it for the high, I need all my niggas. Some smoke, smoke some, you drink, drink. Guys on the block, what that shit on thing? That's a new backup, they in a bucket laptop. I got to act right if you niggas wanna act up. He talking like a snitch, no, that ain't mine, yeah. He tripping off a bubble, no.
All right, welcome to Grudge Inc. Talk show Wednesday night with Terry. Go over a few things tonight. There's a lot of races coming up. A lot of races. Hopefully some of these guys will call in, promote their shows. I think this weekend, Clark and Gadget. Friday and Saturday. Not sure the times on all these, but and then Fat Tuesday starts off this weekend also. Then you got Mike Hill's race. You got another race at No Problem Raceway, Floyd's race. Not sure what's all going on, but hopefully some of these guys can call in and, you know, talk about their shows tonight. You know, most of us are about ready up here, so guess we'll see what's going on. Let me open up a couple of these mics. 504-5817, your mic's open.
What's up, Terry? It's your boy, Boom on Wheels, man. Down in Louisiana. I'm chilling, brother, man. I'm just excited, man. My first time getting on your show, man. And I'm coming on your show, man. I'm as high as I'm hoping that I can get many people as possible out your area to come down, man, and campaign for some action. Get some of these guys to call in on my show, which comes on Monday.
Okay.
You know, and try to get them some lock-ins before they make that long ride down here.
Right.
Terry, I want all your viewers and listeners to be advised. Terry, if any one of your people mention to you that they're coming down here, you be sure, you be the first one to give them my phone number. And when they come down here, and I'll text the address to you, Terry. I'll have Jada put it on the website. And
okay.
We also come up with a promo in it, and the SEO guys are going to be in and they're going to be looking for action. But I'm campaigning. Man, we have a lot of people coming in. We got a lot of people coming in. And I'm also take up a few minutes of your show, if you don't mind, Terry.
No, go ahead.
Tell everybody about what's going to take place on my day. And I'm going to iterate if about Big Wilson there, because I've been, you know, promoting that race too, man, because that's going to be a big race, man. I don't think
okay.
no one should be a big race, man, because it was a awesome race last year. Me and those guys did our first annual race last year, and we both were successful in our races. So those are almost like teammates to me, so I don't mind speaking about their race. I spoke
okay.
with Gadget myself, and I spoke with Big Clark. Gadget and race, their gate's going to open Friday at 12 o'clock. We're going to race all night long. They got no limit. All right. Now, me and my crew, which is his squad from Louisiana area, we are going to be there Friday, and we're going to test into them because we got some off-the-trailer races for Saturday. So we're going to get it out, get our groove on Friday, which, like I said, the track goes hot at 12 o'clock, and they're going to race all night long. If I'm not mistaken, Big Wilson posted on Facebook today the prices. I cannot state those prices because I don't want to make a mistake and say something wrong because, you know, I'll be the big bad wolf of the bunch, you know. So
right.
If it's on Facebook, please go on there. And it's George, Derek Wilson on Facebook, and he has the prices, which is very standard prices for races. So it's nothing, you know, barbaric or nothing. With that being said, after Friday night, like I said, Saturday, most people are going to be there Friday night. They're going to probably, I know we're probably going to sleep on the cup out, or we're going to leave our stuff there. We're going to get us a room and probably go out on the town and kick it on the town for a little while, and then we're going to come back Saturday. And we're locked in with Oz and the LSX Mustang first. The LSX
okay.
Mustang first, and then we're going to run Oz and them with Chucky with our true pump gas street car. Firebird, full interior car. But anyway.
Now, is that the race? I hear Eyes is betting on the gap and everything. Is that the race, or?
I think that's the race you're talking about, the gap and all that other stuff, because, I mean, you know, any other, you know, I'm going to bet the gap. I'm going to bet that money. Whatever you bet on that, about the gap, he ain't got to win this race. So, you know, he ain't got to win this race. So. But with that being said, I'm not only saying it because I'm part of the crew or anything of that nature, but I mean, facts are facts and proven is proven. And you know, with that being said, you know, he think he's dealing with somebody that, you know, that don't spend money or don't know what they're doing. Lately it's been looking like that, but hey, down on his ass, we finna go. But like I said, Saturday, I don't know what time everything will kick off, but I do know they got a 28-29 shootout. They give away a lot of awesome money. I know they got a small block nitro shootout. They got a lot of things going on in that race, man. Like I said, hopefully Big Wilson or Gadget them or somebody to come on and give y'all more in-depth information. But I can tell you, man, y'all don't want to miss it, man. If you travel, you're not going to want to miss it, man.
This is the kickoff weekend here.
Oh, yeah. It is going to kick it off. Now, once we kick that off on Friday, Saturday, you know, everybody's that's coming from up north area, they're going to go on down to Fat Tuesday. And usually people from up north, they used to stay down pretty much the whole week, you know. So, yeah, y'all have something to do the whole weekend down there. Now, after the Mardi Gras shootout, which is the second, third, and the fourth, we're going to carry on to Don Max race, which is on the 9th in Kent, Mississippi, up there in that area there. Like I said, also, Mike Hill, you mentioned about Mike Hill race on the 8th. Like I said, and after all that ground, man, everybody that's from the Mississippi area that is okay and didn't chat nothing up, down on Louisiana, they're going to try to come. And we're going to run there as right back out of town like we did last year. Now, I can tell y'all, man, it's a lot of guys from Texas coming. I know you're trying to get a GT boost. I've been reaching out to them. I left a message on the desk machine. I'm doing my – if a person called me, man, and they're looking for action – like Jekyll and Hyde, y'all know somebody that got backhand calls up that way, and they looking for some action. Jekyll and Hyde from Texas looking for some action. So, man, I tell you, and then we got a Corvette down here. We got one of the fastest true street cars in the world. Y'all got some guys with street cars down there. Like Big D coming out of Indiana with a Mustang. He said he had a street car. So, you know, with the Corvette, you know, we run out the back door. A lot of you guys run 8th mile down this way, so
right.
Y'all know if you don't run 8th mile, you know you better come. Now, one thing about my race on the March the 15th, my our track is one I want to emphasize to you all. We have one of the best tracks down south.
And that's at No Problem?
Yes, No Problem Raceway. We have one of the best tracks down. Put it this way. Steve from Pink Carolina has been at our track.
Okay.
And he don't go to no backwood tracks.
Mm-hmm.
So it's gonna be a very big facility. If you have campers and all that stuff, you will be able to hook up. But I think there's a fee for all that kind of stuff like that. But hey, you know, my race is gonna be a nice race. I had 400 cars last year with 4,000 spectators.
Nice.
And I'll tell you, I had the Oklahoma guys in the house. They came down to represent with the Murder Nova, the El Camino, and a lot of different other people, man. Crazy Kelly from Northern, you know. See, my race is, we have quite a few big cars down here in Louisiana. We have, I mean, pretty much 80% of our cars are street cars.
Okay.
All right? Now, don't get it twisted. If you have a backyard car, you have a big-time car, you're going to get some action down here.
What do you consider a street car? Because there's so many many people saying, oh, I got a street car just because it's got mufflers on it.
Yeah.
Or I got plates.
We ain't got enough time on your show to talk about that.
I can throw plates on the SVO and call it a street car.
Right, absolutely. So, I mean, all we're saying is that if your car look like us, you understand me? We ain't saying you got to take your gas out because we want pump gas and all that type of stuff. All we're saying is that your car appears to be a street car, you're going to get action from down there.
Okay.
You're going to get action down here. And we got a lot of LSX Mustangs down here that's looking for action. And matter of fact, Gold Dust. Now let's go to a lock-in part. Now if you want to know who all is locked in, all right? We have a new Mustang in our crew, in our squad crew, from out of Florida, and he has a small block, 23-degree head motor on one plate system,
mm-hmm.
on X275.
Okay.
And we want to challenge anybody that's sitting like that. Now, hear me out. This is a full interior car. Well, you know, we got the roll cage and everything. And I want everybody to, I don't want nobody to get it twisted about our inspection out here.
Okay.
If you come where you coming from and you think you might have a problem, like when Mr. Kelly came out here, Mr. Kelly didn't have a parachute. Mr. Kelly was already in Oklahoma from California. He wired a parachute to my house because he thought he was going to have a problem with the kind of speed that he run and all that kind of stuff at the track. So he ordered a parachute and had it sent to my house. But guess what? If you come to my race, you don't have no problem with inspection.
Okay.
Because we have a lot of my street cars don't have roll cages in them. So.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, just give you a little brief. I mean, y'all don't come out here with no roof. The safety is a key. I'm not encouraging anyone to come out here with no roll cages or nothing like that there. But, you know, I buy, sell, fix up cars and sell them. So, and that's what I'm into. So, but with that being said, those are most of the events that I'm aware of. Oh. Also, my brother Red and I got a race in Hattiesburg on the 29th.
29th of March?
Yeah. Yes, of March. Now, that's going to be another good race, man, in Hattiesburg. I think Red Hot is down and out right now because I think he wrecked his car or something, but I hadn't got full detail on that or not. But Red Hot has been, I ain't going to lie, he's been blowing these radio talk shows. His show comes on tonight also. That's why I'm getting mine out of the way early here with you so I can text him to get on his show because, you know, he's local to me. But I want to get out there. I want you to also to promote this for me, if you will, Terry, because I'll scratch your back also. Anyone from your surrounding area that wants to come down here to my race, which is March the 15th, and support Indiana, Chicago, or whoever state they want to represent, please give them my phone number. And I will accommodate them for coming down.
Sounds good. You want to give out your number real quick over the air?
Yes, I will. My phone number is a very popular number. It's 504-602-5817. And I'm on Facebook. I'm all over the place. If you got Jay Barr's phone number, I mean, and like I said, my show comes on Monday at 7 o'clock. The last four digits of the show is 8762 instead of 9989. So with that being said, I thank you for your time, Terry, man. I've been
no problem.
Running with you. I mean,
hey, did
you
say you said you had a shootout at your you were having a some sort of shootout at your race?
Yes, I am gonna have a I'm gonna have a shootout. Now I want everybody to listen to this very closely. There is a $3,000 guaranteed payout with a 12-car minimum. Okay. Now, if I haven't got back with corporate from Pep Boys, I have a lot of sponsors when I do my race. Okay. Pep Boys is supposed to do sponsorship. If Pep Boys do the full $3,000 sponsorship, I can have two cars. I'm paying that $3,000 out.
That'll work.
Okay. Now, 6070 class is an optional class. We're going to have it lingering out there. If the class doesn't go with a 12-car minimum, if it doesn't go, I'm not going to chop and screw nobody's money. I'll leave it up to the racers themselves. You know, however, we're going to make action, you know, and I like to do things of that nature because lately, like this is last year, I had like three people for the 603 for the 7, but everybody fisted to it and everybody grudged. So, I learned from that race that on this race, if they come in the gate and they, you know, say sign up for the 6-0 class, we're going to accept the money, and if the class rolls, we're going to roll with it, and we're going to have a driver's meeting for the ones that is there, and if they want to run for the money that's up, we're going to do that there, we're going to put some on top of it, you know, to make it good. And for the big tire car, let's get this straight with the big tire car. If I have a quarter, if I have at least four big tire cars that want to do a shootout, we're going to do a big tire shootout, and we're going to put $1,000 on top of that. With a, you know what I'm saying, do like a $250 buy-in.
Huh.
You know what I'm saying, that'll make it a $500, it don't matter. Whatever y'all agree to, you know. And we're going
right.
to, you know, I love to let the people make their decision. You know, you can't spend nobody else's money nowadays, you know. So with that being said, Terry, I appreciate you for giving me airtime, man. Terry, I want to go ahead and be advised, what was your topic going to be tonight so I can go ahead and reiterate on your topic, expose myself early because I have to go to a Red Hot show. So
actually, I'm just trying to get everyone to call in, Clark and everybody, and talk about their races tonight. And I think Brian Davis is going to come on from Michigan and talk a little bit about the race this past weekend that he went
to.
So, other than that, I mean, just kind of bullshit tonight.
Okay, then that's cool, man. And I want everybody out there that's listening to Terry and himself tonight, man. Y'all have to spread the word on Facebook, all the social media, man, about this talk show because this talk show is for you guys, man. This is a CNN of the racing world. See, because I used to just walk around and call friends around, hey, when the next race is? Who's supposed to run who? What have they got going on in this track? And when you get on these shows, you don't have to talk. I can curse anyone when I post my show on Monday. You don't have to get on my show and say anything or call nobody out. Just get on my show and let the other viewers know, hey, this kid with the Mustang, man, from out of such and such. You know what I'm saying? I'm just letting you know that I'm on the show supporting you, man. And that makes up for us hosts. And I want to be, I'm going to say this to Terry because I can do this here. Terry don't get paid to do this here, y'all.
No.
I don't get paid to do this here, y'all.
We do this for the fans. You know, Dog's been doing it. Dog's been doing it for years, BET, Jay, everybody. You know, I don't know anyone that's getting paid. You know, it's just to help everybody out.
You get blessings from it. Now, don't get it twisted. Now, you get blessings, like, long as Will Dog been in it, you know, people pay Will Dog to come out and do what he do. But at the same time, a lot of people get it twisted that we get paid to do it. We do this here because we love supporting racing people in the racing world. So that's why I'm emphasizing to y'all listeners out there that it is imperative that y'all help Terry put this show out there so y'all racers can be informed about what's going on in the racing world and let y'all have a voice in what's going on. This show is your opinion, no matter what you say on this show. It's your opinion and your opinion on it, and you will not be judged by your opinion. Now, people ain't going to like what you say, maybe, but at the same time, promise what you feel and what you think as a racer. And
right.
That's what this show is all about. It's not about being humble or putting you it's nothing personal, like Tom McDonald was saying on his show last night. You know, Tom McDonald got the little hot seat thing going on his show, you know. But,
uh-huh.
Hey, I'm just, like I said, Terry, I'm going to shut my mouth because I'll talk to you and your show today. But I'm glad you got the show, Terry. I'm glad that you're out there and you're coming on, man, and you're sticking with it, man. Hang in there. Them people, they're going to spread the word for you, Terry. And before you know it, man, before you even prep your show up, you're going to have the whole house full up, and then everybody's going to be on the internet listening to you, Terry. So
with that
being said, Terry, you got my number, Terry. If you need me in assistance for information or not, please call me back in. And I'll answer anything that, you know, says technical or whatever, you know. But
okay.
Once again, my phone number is 504, which is a New Orleans phone number, 602-5817. And I appreciate y'all guys for listening to me, man. And I know y'all said, God damn, that dude doesn't know he's going his damn mouth. But get what? Y'all watch me. I'll see my own show. And I know Will Dog probably going to be in the house. You know, he'll probably relieve me every now and then. But I think me and Will Dog running mates, you know what I'm saying, on the talking world on the microphone. But anyway, y'all going to enjoy yourself, man. I'm giving away free food. Don't come 3 o'clock in the evening talking about you looking for some food because you probably won't get none. And that's one of my signatures of my races. I do seafood ball, turkey necks, corn, potatoes, and sausage. That's my signature. When you taste it here, y'all will come back down so I can get some of this cooking I'll be doing. But with that being said, Terry, hey, man, have a great show, man. And call me in anytime you need a co-host or something or want me to spice the topic or talk about the topic. You're welcome to call me anytime, Terry.
All right, man. Thanks for coming on.
All right. Appreciate you guys.
Bye. All right, everybody. That was Boom on Wheels. Open up the next caller. 773-3625, 773-3625. Your mic's open. 3625. All right, back on mute.
I could just hang your phone up. I ain't tell me to show up now.
Dog.
Mm-hmm.
Dog.
Hey, BET.
Yeah.
Dog, your mic's
Ooh,
open.
Tap dance. Who was tap dancing?
Dog.
Blog Talk Radio. There are no shows scheduled within the next 24 hours. Thank you for using Blog.
Dog's going on mute. Big Will.
What
Big Will,
up,
your mic's open.
What's going on, partner? How you feel?
Good. How you doing?
All right. Just checking in, you know, supporting the show. What's going on this weekend? What you doing?
We are actually working on the cars. Getting them ready.
Okay.
Hopefully.
You're not going to Hattiesburg, none of those.
I don't think so. As of right now. You know what I mean? We got to get the car ready. We're trying to shoot for Hills Race. You know, it's going to be close if we do make it. So,
okay,
what about
okay.
you? Taking off? You going down?
I'm trying to put together a couple of dollars before we going with some of my partners. You know,
okay.
we just going to spectate, but. We couldn't
no
get
car.
The car ready. No, we couldn't get it ready. It's in the shop, so, you know,
okay.
I was going with my buddy Big Frank and them. Frank was trying to get his car ready for the show, but he couldn't make it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Let me open up another mic here.
All right, I'm on mute.
Okay. 313-4557.
Yeah, hey, Terry, it's Matt Paul, Dirty Jr., man. How you doing, guy? Just calling in to support your show and talk a little about Mike's race going on next weekend and seeing if you guys are heading down there, but I just heard that you're going to be cutting it close.
Yeah, we're cutting it close. I think we're actually taking the SVO to – hopefully I think we're taking it to Team Z at Dave this weekend or Monday.
You get it all straightened out and everything?
Yeah, we're going to – hopefully he takes care of it. So he always does. The car always goes straight as an arrow, so –
Oh yeah. Dave built my. Oh yeah, I know how that is. He lives like right. He's right down the street from you. You know, Dave always did my car and everything like that. So yeah, because I know we're heading out next Thursday to go down there. I just got Dirty up and running, so hopefully everything works out right. I burnt that piston up when I raced Lethal Weapon that last time back on out there. So.
Oh okay. Now
so
did
that,
you?
Now, aren't you locked in? Are you supposed to race White Cracker with some street car or something? Is that going to happen?
Well, Stale Cracker is supposed to run Brian, and they're bringing they're supposedly bringing some street called Crazy Horse, you know. But I don't know what happened to that because Brian had that all set up for everything, and then now I guess they're complaining about that we just said, hey, we'll just drive down to the gas station and turn around and come back, you know. No
yeah.
big deal, because I guess Mike was going to literally shut a lane down for us for like 15 minutes. So when we came back, we could go
right
to the burnout box, you know what I mean? So
yep.
he's doing a lot. He stepped up, holding up a whole program just for us to race, you know. And
yep.
then this guy wants to argue. He's like, well, we want to make it a 10-minute ride. I'm like, well, you drive your 10 minutes. I'm going to the gas station and back because that's what Brian locked you in on.
Right.
You know,
yep.
and I can make that ride take 10 minutes if you want. I'll just idle down there, idle back. You know, it don't matter.
Yeah.
So,
and that gas station is got to be close to 10 minutes, you know, a couple minutes
hell
each way.
It is. Hell, it is. It's,
you know?
It's exactly a mile there, a mile back, okay?
Yeah.
And we're not asking to go out. He wants to talk about, this guy wants to talk about going down, like, to Longhorn and Aiken and coming back. I'm like, dude, we're not driving. This is not the NMRA True Street Crash, okay?
Right.
We're just proving that, you know, we can drive down there and back. And then I guess it turned into this thing where Brian just said, forget it, dude. If you're going to be like this, obviously when we get there, it's just going to be a headache to try and race you. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
supposedly we're still locked in, but I don't even know if they're coming with their car yet or not. So I'm ready to go. I just drove my car down the snowy alley and parked it back in the garage. You know what I'm saying? It's like...
just to get the feel of it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and then, you know, then I guess he the guy sent me a message on Facebook saying, oh, well, you only want to go to the gas station because you ain't got no alternator, no radiator. I'm like, bullshit. I mean, you see my car, dude. It's
It's got
alternator, radiator. It's got the whole shebang. Just because I got a set of slicks on it don't mean I can't drive it down the street. I got open headers, but who don't? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So, and Brian told the guy, he's like, man, Mike's stepping up to close down the track. Mike's not going to sit there and close that lane down for a half hour because you want to drive 20 minutes to prove a point.
Right.
You know, so who knows about that. Then I tried to lock in with some car called Bad Storm last night. I've been talking to him. Josh Jones is his name. They from down there, and they put a thing up about anybody on a small block, one kid on 28th got action.
Uh-huh.
So I replied, and he told me, he goes, yeah, he goes, I'm not going to lie, it's got all Lexan glass, it's probably a 2,400-pound car, you know. I said, well, I tell you what, I weigh about 2,900 pounds. I go, I sit like you, I go, why don't you give me the leave or the clear to the eighth, and we'll run for something, you know. But
uh-huh.
if they want to do it head up, I'm just like, well, and then Brian said, dude, you're more of a blown-out race car than Matt has, you know what I'm saying? And
right.
So we're going to try. He says he's got some races locked up Saturday, so he says if his car stays together, maybe he'll get with me and Brian Saturday night to run with my car. So it's
okay.
like every time I try to find something, it's just like sort of falling apart, you know. And I said, fuck it, I'll just run the shoe out as usual and go rounds.
Yeah. No, you know who to talk to, too, is Dog knows a lot of guys down there. I mean, you pretty much have a street car. I mean, you could put mufflers on it and drive if you had to.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I mean, exactly, I do. I mean, I got full – only thing I don't have is carpet because I'm changing it over. But, you know, I got door panels, dash. Only thing glass on my car is the hood and the deck lid. But I got the factory glass and the fiberglass hatch. So what did I really pick up there? I only did that because the steel hatch was rotted out. So
right.
why I spent $400 on a steel hatch, I spent $400 on a fiberglass. You know what I'm saying? But
yep.
I only got plates and insurance on it just because I had my daughter insured that car to drive a car in the house. You know, and it's like, and like I said, it's got a full dash. It's got door panels, everything like that. It's got no Lexan glass in it or nothing. And, you know, I ain't lying. The car weighed 2850 with me in it. You know,
right.
and it's true stock suspension. It ain't got no mini tubs of coilovers.
Yep.
You know, so.
Yeah. I mean, it was there last year. I mean, everyone's seen it. When did we go down there? We went down there in November, right? It was?
Yeah, November. Yeah, we went down there in November, and because it rained. Remember, we got there
yep.
Saturday. We raced all day Saturday, and, you know, I went, like, a couple rounds in the shootout until I ended up having to get down to the final four. It was, like, me and Lethal Weapon and two other cars, and obviously I know I wasn't going to beat Lethal Weapon, you know, but...
right.
So, but I had to get, you know, we went back to the pit, and Brian said, dude, we just got to let it hang out, got to give what we can give, you know, and obviously
yeah.
I torched number one and number four piston pretty bad, but that's because I didn't have an individual cylinder timing on my car, which I've got now. I just put that on this winter, so, you know, Brian says he's going to get with Tut and have him show me how to work it when we get down there and help me keep stuff up. So, but
right.
Yeah, it's up together. It's up and running. Got a lot of pressure and shit like that, though. Yeah.
Okay.
Hopefully, you know, you get your stuff going.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully. We'll see what happens. But let me open up. Hang on.
Yeah.
I see some of your enemies down there looking for some action. Let me open some of these mics. I see Larry Boyd
right
down there. He might want to talk to you.
All right.
Let's see here. 708-6486. 708-6486. Your mic's open.
What up, Terry? This is Chris. Just calling.
Hey, what's
in.
Going on?
Not much. Trying to recuperate from that trip.
Oh, yeah? Hang on. Let me open some of these mics real quick, all right?
Go ahead.
Larry Boyd, your mic's open.
Hey, Terry. What's up?
How's it going?
Good. I'm just heading down to Morocco to work on Jeff's car.
Oh, I thought you were going to the racetrack.
No, I'll do some drifting with my truck.
You can go do some drifting? They got their own day this year. Or they got their own date. So,
yeah, I'll do some drifting with my truck. That'll be a lot of fun.
That sounds good. Hang on 1 second. Biz, your mic's open.
Yay.
Biz. Oh, Biz drop. All right, hang on 1 second. Cadillac Joe? Is this Cadillac Joe?
How you guys doing tonight? It's Baby Boy.
Hey, what's going on?
Not much, Terry, man. I just want to tell you, man, that I appreciate you, man. And when I met you, man, you a real good brother, man. And I enjoyed myself with you at the banquet. I just want to say, whatever you got going on with Grayson, I'm going to support and have some fellowship with you, bro, because you're about racing and not that BS. And I'm going to always love you for that, man. And that, and you mean a lot to me, bro.
All right, man. Thanks. Hey, it was good meeting you, man. We had a good time, good food Sunday at that banquet. It was a good time. That was the first time I had that jerk chicken. Man, it was good.
That shit was hot, man. That shit was hot.
I liked it. It was good.
Yes, it was.
Good stuff.
Good all right, I'm stuff. Going back on mute. I'm
okay,
listening
man.
To the show,
man. Sounds good. 708-0992. 708-0992. Your mic's open.
I don't know what happened. Somebody clicked me off. I don't know what's going on. What up, Ted?
What's going on?
I don't know. They're going to turn you black. You keep eating that jerk chicken.
Oh, that was I'm telling you, man, that shit was good. That was good.
You never had jerk chicken?
Nah, I never had jerk chicken.
Hey, man, so a lot of people ain't never had jerk chicken, man. A lot of people. Yeah. Well,
what do you got going on, Biz?
Oh, man, just sitting in some 70-degree weather. You know, I ain't have my coat on today, that's all. What about you?
Supposed to be 30 below today. Supposed to be 30 below.
Yeah, it's going to get cold down here. Tomorrow it's going to be about 49.
Yeah.
It's going to be pretty cold down here.
All right, Biz. You can cut it out, Biz. And get the blast to you on Facebook.
Hey, man.
Hey, I hear you got a little streetcar now.
I don't know if I got a race car.
Okay.
My street car, you know, is an actual street car.
Cool.
So I can drive it on the street, 305, 350, that type of street car.
Okay.
But I'm just concentrating on my new nitrous small block car. So that's the car that I'm bringing up north to play with them boys with.
Is it ready yet? Dirty Junior's on the line. He's looking for action at Mike Hill's race.
It's not ready. It's not ready yet. It's ready, but it ain't ready. I'm doing some cosmetics to it to change it up a little bit. Yeah, put my own little touch on that.
Right.
So, you know, and I'm doing some other things like putting a vacuum pump on and stuff like that. So no, it's not ready just yet. But it is a small block. It has one carburetor, one system. So I'm sure me and Junior, Dirty Junior, whatever, we'll see. Hopefully it stays together. We'll meet at Onondaga this year. We can play at Onondaga this year.
Go ahead and tell everyone about your race.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's the third annual South Invading the North. It's the third annual. It's our third year doing it. We're changing venues, changing tracks. We're going from 41 to Onondaga, Michigan, which is about 3 hours from Chicago, two and a half, three hours. It's a new track. So all the boys from down south, you know, got commitments from Witt. He's coming up 9-on-1. Got commitments from Tony Bynes, Prime Time. I got some video with Tony calling Turbo GT out. But, you know, of course, I'm not going to put it up now. I'm going to wait closer to the race.
Might as well not even put that up.
Yeah, because why not put it up?
Because I guarantee Turbo GT ain't going to sit with him.
Oh, okay. Going to be scared. Okay, I understand that.
Hey, do you actually think a car like that should sit with a chassis car?
Well, they sat with him last year. I mean, if you don't do it the first time, I mean, you can't say what they won't do the second time.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe Evans will. But
yeah, I mean, they sat with him last year.
Yeah.
Huh?
Is it the same car?
Well, no, they sat with Gangsta Boo 2 last year.
Right.
And
right.
All Tony Cobb. No, it's probably not, no, because he sold that car. But what I'm saying is
right.
All Tony cars are set up the same.
If you don't want to race a different car.
Huh?
You can't really say he's scared if he doesn't want to race a different car. If he wouldn't
well,
race
everybody
car,
know what Tony does. He's not racing. It ain't the car, it's the setup. Because Tony takes the motor out and put it in different chassis. I mean, that's what he does. He's been doing
it
since a bad time.
Hey, Biz, hang on. Someone from Turbo GT just smashed the line. Hang on.
Okay.
Is this Doug Wagner?
Yes, sir, it is.
Doug Wagner.
Hey, sweetie. How you doing?
Hi, Biz. Hey, man. Don't be telling Terry no shit about no jerk chicken. Leave that Indiana hillbilly. Leave him out of the jerk world and the sweet potatoes, okay? He don't need nothing to know about that.
Hey, Doug, that was the best stuff I've ever – I mean, that chicken was good.
Man, listen, you come down to the Monster Garage with Bobby McGee, we'll give you some jerk chicken with Tate. You ain't never going to eat nothing else ever again in your life. You'll be driving down Stoughton Island, stopping at every restaurant, you'll never eat white food ever again.
White food.
Hey, Doug, I'm going to tell you something. I went down to Macon, I think it was 2 years ago, and I thought it was pancakes. I asked for syrup. It was cornbread.
Yeah. Hot water cornbread, baby.
Well, you know, this whole Tony thing, you know, is kind of spinning out of control. You know what? Everybody, a lot of people know that when he came to 41, that, you know, that's our home track, you know. We know we're outgunned. You know, we have no play over the car. And we won, you know. Plumber Kevin had no business racing that car, and he won. So, you know, a neutral track like Onondaga, you know, it's a new track. It's going to be a really good track one day. The guys there are top notch. They'll do anything you ask them to do. If they want prep or they want to spray, they want to drag the track, they stop what they're doing and take care of us. You know, last time we were there, you know, as far as you know, well, if our car's right and we're running good and he's there, we'll talk. But
I
don't think
Aaron
and anybody
else. I can't ask no more than that. That's fair enough. That's fair. Ain't nobody asking. You know, he's not asking to lock anything in. He's not asking that because he's coming. I mean, he's coming.
Right.
You know, DJ Grant coming. So you know,
I think that's I think that's already locked in, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not 100% sure, but we've been trying that race for 3 years at 41, and you know he disappears and go gets ice for 2 days and says to show back up. So we ain't never ducked that race. We were mm-hmm. two of us, the three of us were standing by his trailer with a golf cart for 4 hours, and he never showed back up last time we were up there, and he didn't race. So. We're going through the car. You know, the car's been the same as it was for since they built the car. You know,
yeah, before you, mm-hmm.
yeah, and or before it was, it sat before that. You know, but since Ray had it, and South Georgia was pretty rough on it last year. It bent, you know, the wheelies. It bent a lot of stuff up in it, and you know, we're just going to try to make it right, and we're doing some improvements on it. So we get back out and we get it back to where it needs to be, where we're comfortable. We're definitely going to be in a gambling mood, and we'll come and see, you know, I mean, I'm not saying we're going to duck Tony. Not at all. You know, I give the guy respect. He races his ass off, but you know, we can't compare with a, you know, 700, 800 quarter with three guns to that, you know, but
it may be Bam Bam. They may have Bam Bam up here. They may have a small block nitrous car like they ran Wayne with when they came to Tony's race last year. They bring your folk, usually when they travel, they bring 3-4 cars. So we just assume that he's going to try to run turbo GT with a full chassis car with 31s. No, they bring a 4 car. He may run them with a Bojack. You never know. You know, depending on how he feel. You know, he just want to race.
I don't think anybody in this day and age is in the mood of giving money away. You know what I'm saying? And if it's we feel like our car is right and our car is right and we're what we think we need to be, you know, we're definitely trying. I mean, we're not going to say we're not going to, but we're not going to commit to go 29 or a 31. You know, 10.5W or 12-inch slick. When we're on a 28, you know.
Right. Fair enough. I mean, I can see that because I wouldn't do it.
Right. So I mean, we will be there. The car's, you know, in the shop now. It's getting some work done. You know, Ray was pretty rough on it for 4 years. So we're gonna try to get it back to where you ain't gonna, you know. Get the scrapes from all and off of it and all that. So we're looking forward to
Turbo, Mr. Turbo GT. I can assure you, the 3 years you claim you've been waiting, you won't have to wait. You're not gonna have to wait. Not another year, my brother.
Okay.
Well, nothing stops me from giving you what you want. nothing is going to stop it. Now, what you fail to say about my two-hour ice run or whatever, now, anybody that knows, I can't do nothing until the sun goes down.
Okay.
All I wanted was one shakedown, and after I made that shakedown, the track got closed.
Yeah.
So that's the truth.
Okay.
I was there. That DJ made a shakedown, and I'm going to tell you, the race that I was really anticipating, and people really don't remember this, Donye was giving Trigger Man the bus. Donye Regal was giving Trigger Man Bam Bam the bus to the 8th mile. And that race did not get off because 41 was closed at 10 o'clock. Actually,
you know, a lot of times that happens. You know, there's 200 cars behind. You physically can't get a test pass and back in line and ready to go in a half an hour, you know. And time constraints do that. But
I'll give you your respect. I know that y'all will go, so I'm not saying anything negative about y'all as far as that's concerned. But this needs to happen. I want it to happen. I know y'all will go. And I'm damn sure going to go. So it's going to happen. I mean, whatever we got to do.
I apologize for that. But I guess that's part of the talking mode. But
I'm good. I'm cool with it. I mean, I know y'all will go. I ain't worried about it. I know y'all will go. So
We'll be ready. We'll be ready. Please come up ready and bring your best, because we're going to have our best there for you. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
And that's no better than that.
What do you think?
Okay.
That'll work. And you guys are locked in, right? DJ and...
I believe they're locked in with him, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're locked.
That's good. Isn't there... you and Evan's got a side bet on a gap, too, or something?
I don't know if I was saying that with... I thought I said that was Boost 12, I thought.
Yeah, you did say that with Boost 12 a couple months ago, but I thought you said something with Aaron, too. Maybe not. Thought there was a little side bet or something. So... Biz, you still on?
But we'll probably be Turbo GT probably be ready. April, I'd say April, somewhere around there. I'm gonna fly out of this mess of the city Friday night, and I'm not coming back to the 12th. I'm going San Diego for 12 to 15 days. So.
Oh yeah.
Well, I can give you a little. Now, if my race is in May in Montgomery, I'm definitely planning to be definitely ready by then. I plan to be ready a little before then, but I'm planning to definitely be ready by then. So I'm planning on having a grudge shootout, King of the 28th, in Montgomery, and I plan on having all the elite, all the big players on 28th there. So that's something y'all might be interested in too.
If we're up and we're ready and we can make the trip, we'll try harder.
Okay. Well, I'll let everybody know to get a little closer.
Right.
Okay.
Now, is Montgomery a quarter mile also?
It is a quarter mile track. Definitely, it's a real nice facility. So. You know.
Okay. Well, that might be where the SVO goes.
I can assure you this. It's going to be some who's in the house.
That'll work.
It's going to be some who's in the house, I can assure you.
That'll work. Let me open up a few of these mics. 708-8174.
708-8174. Terry.
Who's this?
Can you hear me? It's Richie Boyd.
Yeah. Who?
There is a side bet. Richie Boyd.
Oh, what's going on? Hey, DJ, it's a driver for Turbo GT. It's Ray Ray's brother.
What's up, Mr. Driver?
What's going on? You did side bet my partner $200 on the gap.
$200 on the gap, yep.
And if neither one of us make a clean pass,
the only way I want it is if we both make a good clean hit. I don't want it if you knock the tires off and then I don't want it that way.
Same with you.
Yeah.
That'll work.
That is correct.
Yeah.
All
right. 773-7115. 773-7115. What's happening, Terry? DJ Grant and everybody else?
What's going
hey,
on,
brother,
kid?
What's happening?
Yeah. Nothing much. Where's that goddamn Biz at? You see him all?
Biz? See here.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's on there. He's on.
Well,
somewhere.
I want to know where that goddamn track is.
What are you looking at?
The track
what are you looking for?
He's going to have the race. The track he's going to have the race there. You know where it's at, Terry?
No, I think Doug Wagner does. And Richie was there.
It's north of Jackson, about... maybe 20 minutes total, like maybe 10, 15 minutes north, and then a couple miles back, back. It's new. There's a lot of grass, but the guys are working hard. The track will come around. The track will come around, definitely.
No, I'm not worried about it coming around. I want to know where in the hell it's at. You say it's about 20 minutes west of north of Jackson Mission.
Yeah, if you go to Jackson and you go north about 8 miles, there'll be an exit. Then you go maybe four or five miles back west. Yeah.
Hey, Doug,
oh, okay.
Whatever you tell them, whatever you do, don't go down there. I think it's 69.
Yeah, stay on 8094 all the way to Jackson, then go up and then come back. Don't go.
Right.
Don't go
Evans,
up like.
Evans took that other route, and oh my God, that was horrible.
Yeah, stay on the main expressway when you go.
Yep. Oh, okay. Then that'll work. I never heard of it.
It's been there for like 20 years, I think. It's been shut down for a long time.
Yeah, they just got it back up and running, Barry.
What's that?
They just got it back up and running like over the last couple of years. They had issues with the city letting them get permits and shit to make it a racetrack.
Oh,
the city,
really?
Shit.
Okay.
There ain't no city.
Yeah, well, it's the county there, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, they just got it back up like the last couple of years. And I ain't been there, but I've talked to, like, Brian and D'Ambrose, a couple of the guys over here in Detroit that's been there last summer. They said, they said it's a good track. It's, like, concrete,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
I just want to say one more thing. If Larry Boyd is listening, if you're anywhere near 41 ULS Hooters.
He's out there. That's where his car is at.
If he's within a 2-mile radius of that racetrack, he owes us Hooters.
He's on right now. His mic's open.
Good.
Hey, Doug.
Hey, Matt. Matt, Dirty Junior.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, we're going to come back over there with that dirt with that GPX, and we're going to try you again.
Yeah.
If you guys don't wreck each other, we're going to try you again for pizza and 500.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. We'll do that off the trailer, dude.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I'll do that because I told Aaron that, like, because we were supposed to get down at 131, but I had that intake problem. So, yeah, for sure, I told Aaron about that because I know because it depends. I don't know if I'm going to go to 131 on the 26th or on the guy on the 19th because I'm going to be in Florida that week. You know what I'm saying? So I have to, like, plan my trip.
Well, I'll get with Larry, and then you just tell us which one you can make, and then they'll try to make one of them with you there. All right?
Yeah, that'll work. I'll get with you and Aaron on Facebook. We'll figure it out.
All right, cool.
All right, cool.
And good luck this weekend, or next weekend at Mike's place, race down
there.
Oh,
yeah, thanks, man. We're ready to go. We're all pumped up, me and Brian. We're ready to go down there and whip some ass, man. I'm just hoping the SVO makes it, though.
I'm just glad Brian's car still got paint on it.
You know, well, I know Brian's supposed to. Brian said he was locked in with like one of Tony's cars or something, man.
I know he's locked in with the junior car from 901 Boys.
Oh yeah, yeah, I know that for a fact.
He's locked in with that and some ghost car, I think Tony Bynes is supposed to be driving.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a small block on nitrous and 28s, I think.
Yeah, it's got to be a small block, nitrous, 28s, no bars.
Yep, exactly. So that should be, yeah, we'll see how that goes.
Yep. When you guys taking off?
I got to work Thursday till 6 o'clock, and then we plan on being on the road Thursday night by 8 o'clock to head on down.
Okay.
So we got I know Panetta's going. He I talked to him today. He's going. They're bringing Dirty Brown. Vinny White's bringing his nitrous car. He called me this morning and said he got it up and running, so he's going.
Hey, before, you know, you're naming off somebody's cars, tell them what they are because I know there's some Southern guys on here listening. I mean, they might be looking for action, too.
Mike Panetta from Diamond Racing Pistons. He's got a nitrous car, big black nitrous car. I know he'll be looking for action. He's on 28th. Vinny White's got a small block nitrous car on 28th. I know he'll be looking for action. And then we got, obviously me and Brian will be looking for action. You know that. And then we got, I know my friends Matt and Carrie Beebe, they're bringing their Chevelle down there. I think it's a big block on nitrous. I know they're going to be looking for something. They're a drag radio car.
Okay.
So we got a few cars coming now. And then I don't know if Drew Clark got his car yet together yet or not. So we're waiting on that to find out. Dan Blackstein ain't making it. He was going to bring his car down, but he was just running into, I think, trying to get out of work. Because he works for Great Lakes Steels, and it's one of those they tell you can have the day off, and the following day you can't have it, you know?
Right.
And then, a lot of us are coming out. Most of our small block nitrous, like me, I'm small block nitrous, one kit, true stock suspension, 28, 4150 carburetor, no dominator, you know, factory 20-degree inline cylinder head. Not basically almost somewhat of a street car. Got a radiator, alternator in it, shit like that. So, you know, we'd be looking for something for that.
That'll work. So if any of you guys listening, you want to try and get some action with these Michigan boys, lock them before they come down. Hit the one button. Give me a call. Brian Davis. Whoever. Now, you said Brian was trying to lock in someone with another. What car was that you guys were talking about?
There's this guy. He calls his car White Cracker, but we call it Stale Cracker because every time he makes something, he keeps backing up. So we just called it the Stale Cracker car, you know. And he's just he's supposed to come down and run Brian. He's, you know, I guess he's on like 29s or something. I don't know. But, you know, Brian, he don't care, you know. So he'll negotiate a race. He doesn't care. But he's supposed to race that guy. But I know, like you said, he's supposed to run the 901 guy boys in that car with Tony Bynes. And then I don't know who else he's really got locked in yet.
No, they didn't lock in. The guy, White Cracker, named Aaron, he said he was going to wait till Brian got down there and see, you know, if he was going to make a shakedown, then let Brian make a shakedown, then he was supposed to lock in. I don't know. Maybe he might be scared of Brian. That's what I think.
Yeah, I don't know. That was supposed to race one of their street cars, and that sort of, like I talked to Terry earlier, that just sort of like – went sideways, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
I saw
like,
that
whatever,
whole thing,
you know?
on the page on the grass there. I saw that.
Yeah, exactly. It turned into like, you know, the guy said if you can make a cruise on the street, we'll race. And we said, yeah, we'll go down to the gas station and back. And then when they found out the gas station's only a mile there, a mile back, they all like, no, we want some hour cruise. It's just like, dude, you know, we're not on Woodward Racing, bro.
Well, see, the thing is, he had agreed. He said it was locked to what Brian stipulated. He said, okay, it's locked. And then he wanted to change it. So Brian said, well, if you're going to change it, you need to pay the punk out. You need to pay the lockup money and relock the race in.
Exactly.
And that was legit. You know, he wasn't trying to just weasel him out of some money. I mean, that was a legitimate pay the lockup. You know, if you lock somebody in and say, we're going to do A, and then you turn around and say, nah, I want to do B, you got to pay the lockup.
That's what Brian said. Brian said, pay the lockup and then turn around and renegotiate a race.
And I was just being legit. So, I mean, he was trying to say that, well, I thought we wasn't locking in until you came through the gate.
Yeah, exactly. As we said, because we're going to get there Friday when the track opens, and Brian says, we'll give our money to Mike Hill right when we get in the track, lock up, and if you guys want to race Saturday night, we don't care, but we'll pay our lock-in when we get there. And then, like you said, it was A, and I think Brian had it on tape and everything, and then it turned into, you know, plan B. And
yeah, somebody posted the recording from the radio. He actually a cool dude. He won a race, but, you know, I think he just, you know, he got his words twisted. He got twisted around with his words and, you know, whatever, so. Eventually, Brown was just like, fuck it, man. Forget it. It's too much.
Yeah, that's what he said. He said, forget it. We'll just, you know, if he ain't going to do it, we'll just do something else, you know? And I was just like, well, I guess he's got like a couple systems on that car that Brian's supposed to race, you know? I just said, fuck, man. If he goes one system, I'd even run with frickin' Dirty Junior. I don't care.
Now, he is locked in with SBO.
Yeah. We are locked in
locked
for David
SBO.
Floyd's race. Teddy, your mic's open.
Yep.
Hey, Terry, you guys got the car done. You still coming down?
Yeah, we're going to try. Yep. Oh, yeah. So, Ted, your mic open. Swanko, your mic's open.
Oh, okay, hell no. You mean to tell me you never had any jerk chicken?
No, I swear.
And you thought cornbread was pancakes? You needed fucking syrup. I bet you every black guy down there was laughing at your ass. He's so fucking white. If he fell in the snow, you wouldn't find that motherfucker.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Hey, he's black.
Every one of those guys had their phone on and videotaped them eating.
Hey, he's black from the waist down. I seen him naked one time.
Yeah.
On accident.
Hey, when did you get out of jail, Swanko?
Hey, a couple months ago, man. Spent a couple days in the county. It ain't fun, but yeah, I've been come back. Terry finally had called me after about 7 months, and get back on this Grudge Race Radio. It makes me want to get my shit going and come down, you know. It sounds like a lot of action going on, but I ain't got a whole lot of money. So $400 or $500 races. I got a couple different cars. I don't know which one to bring. I got an old GTO and then that old Camaro still. So I don't know what's what anymore. I've been out of the loop for too long.
I hear that.
I don't know. But I got to get Teddy to work on my shit, but he's busy doing your own, huh?
Yeah, maybe in a couple weeks.
Yeah, I need to throw a nitrous kit on this GTO, man, and get in that 10-inch tire race that you got going on, all this talk going on about down south. I'm tired of this fucking snow. I'm ready to head south for the winter for a while.
For good.
Yeah, for good. I'm going to find me a spot in Tennessee, then I'll be in between all this street racing.
Yeah. Oh, God. All right.
What else been going on?
Nothing. Trying to get ready for all these races. Bat Tuesday.
Yeah.
It starts this week. Main race, I guess, kicking off.
I wish I knew ahead of time, or else I'd put some money away. I'd try to make it down. All I got to do is change oil and some spark plugs in either car.
Yeah.
So, but I'm going to head down to Missouri probably the 1st of April, and there's something else going on. Where was that grudge race at?
We're going April 5th. We're going down to Macon, Georgia.
Oh, really? That far?
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
So, hang on one second. 706-6643. 706-6643. Your mic's open. Who's this? All right, back on mute.
Nobody.
Hey,
is that Larry Boyd still making all that noise on that Dodge or what? Do you hear all that crackling and all that bullshit in the background for like the past half hour?
That's him trying to work on something.
He's working on that old Dodge. I know it.
Probably.
Is. That's how them Dodge guys are. You know how they are. You know how your uncle is.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Larry Boyd, you on here?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Hammer
yeah,
and a torch, Larry.
Hey, how's it going?
Hammer and a torch will fix that, Dodge.
Yeah, I
think
more than that. 50
strength and pictures of Samuel Adams.
That was Dirty Junior's money. That's a lot of happier with.
Yeah, but you went to 41, pictures of Samuel Adams, and 50 wins and 50 shrimp. Call me when you're there. I'm on my way.
Oh, man, you guys are ruthless with this bet.
Hey, where are you?
You owe about 10, 15 guys Hooters.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
hey, Larry, where you at right now? You down in Morocco?
Yeah, I sure am.
Yeah, you are.
Yep.
He's painting the walls white on the track.
I'm setting up the drifting cones. I'm getting all the cones up in the parking lot.
Getting the mud bog ready?
The mud bog, yep. My four. I'm just putting some swappers on the GTX.
Hey, Larry, I locked you in with Dirty Junior again.
I hope he's giving me, like, the back tire, the leave, and the clear this time.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm going to get nothing. If you want the leave, you need to step in your trans brake. Because it ain't my fault you're hitting your car rock 6 inches forward. That's why I left.
That's that Michigan.
200 pounds lighter than me.
Hey, that's that Michigan brake. Yeah. We'll give you the Michigan break.
Oh, yeah. Man, that was still a good race, though, man. Did you see that photo that guy took? I posted it up on Facebook of both cars at the wheel in here. That looked pretty badass.
Yeah, that picture is crazy good. I like that picture.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was good. You know, it was funny because Aaron comes down. Aaron comes down after the race. He's like, Matt Paul, we were supposed to get the lead. I'm like, dude, I'm watching his car,
And I didn't know when you hit your brake, your car would roll forward because mine stands still, you know. I go, I seen this car roll 6 inches forward. And I said, oh, he left. I'm gone, you know.
That thing, it don't move. It just rocks. It don't actually move.
Yeah, it looks weird.
It does rock a little bit. When it locks on the brake.
Yeah,
it does rock, and that's what I was looking at. I was, like, looking at the corner of my eye, like, because it was funny because Kanata and Brian go, as soon as you see that car just budge, just let off, and that's what I did.
Yeah. No, it does rock. I've seen it. It didn't really matter because as soon as I seen you lift, I'm like, uh-oh. Right past you.
Yeah, well, I came down, and when I did, I got out of the groove a little bit, and you know all I do, dude. You know, we're not going to wreck our cars over something stupid,
you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You know, I hear
you. Go back and race another day, you know.
Yeah.
I've had my car 25 years, and I can't afford another one.
Yeah, I know. I put my car on the bumper every weekend, I think.
Yeah. Well, you need to strap that thing down.
Yeah, it's strapped down.
Don't make enough power to spin a tire any harder.
Yep. I'm hoping I fixed it this time.
Hey, that's one of the very few Dodges that actually do a wheelie and run good at the same time, because all the other ones make all kinds of noise. You'd think that thing would wheelie all the way down the track, but they're just 12-second cars. Yeah, so you gotta give Larry Dent. That's a badass ride he's got.
Oh yeah, that's a nice. It actually looks pretty too. You know what I'm saying?
It does.
I just like how it looks. You know, it's a nice car. You know, most cars you see don't look good, you know. You see all these guys, like I've seen some nice cars, like, in magazines, and then when you go to the event, it's like, you look at it close, you're like, holy shit, how'd that get in the magazine? The thing's, like, held together with toothpicks.
Well, shit, the magazine should come to my house.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah, for Larry's car, it's good looking. It's not all half-ass hacked and, everything. It's a nice, very nice car. And we missed you Saturday night at the fucking E85 banquet. You took you were tied with Terry at 16th place. So that's dead last.
Place.
So I think you only had about 20 points.
Oh my God! Did Terry even race once? That's terrible.
Oh yeah. I gotta get back into this street racing thing, man. That's where the action is, you know. I'd be willing to travel. I ain't got no chick anymore holding me down. I got money now in my pocket. Hey, fuck it. I'm coming down. Either I'm spectating or I'll bring something.
There you
just
go.
Got to let me know when. I don't have no Facebook either. I should just get Facebook just for the street racing.
That's the only reason why I always have it.
Because the last time I had Facebook, I met this last wacko on there, and I don't need to meet any more wackos on there.
Hey, you ain't tied down no more. Get on Facebook. You can't get in trouble anymore.
I'll get in trouble somehow. I'll find a way. Hey, I'm a convict now, you know. I spent 2 days in the county. I'm a hardened criminal, though, you know.
Hey, that's a different way to get the mass in there.
It's harder to chase down, I'll tell you that. Hey, Terry, I'm going to go. You guys be good, man. I got to get out of work here.
All right, I'll talk to you.
Working late tonight. You guys take care, all right?
All right, man. Take care, bro.
All right, later.
Take care.
All right. Swanko, we ain't heard from him in a while. All right, I'm trying to get Biz back on. He's trying to get in. I'm not sure how to do this.
Cool. Hey, Terry.
Yep.
Matt. I'm going to I got to put my kids to bed, man, my little one. I'm in my 18-year-old's apartment downstairs, and she's, like, staring at me like it's time to go. So.
All right.
I got the 18-year-old saying, get out of my apartment. I got the 5-year-old upstairs saying, I want to go to bed.
There you go.
I'll talk to you then. I'll see you when we get down there next week at Mike's race. Like I said, we're leaving out Thursday. We'll be there Friday morning ready to rip ass and look for some races. So if anybody calls in looking for something, you know, true stock suspension, one kit, small block, 28, hit me a page on Facebook or something like that so we can get something going.
Yep, and it is true stock suspension. I still got You don't even have coilovers.
No coilovers, no mini tubs, no none. An 8.8 rear end, you know, full, you know, two stock suspension car in the back. You know what I'm saying? No mini tubs, no coilovers. So if anybody look at that, you know, one kit, one carb, you know, I don't give a fuck if dominated or not. You know, I got 4150, I'll still beat you. You know, so whatever game. So I'll see y'all later. Larry, Terry, y'all take care. Turbo GT, all you guys, I'll holler at you later. Thanks, guys.
All right, man.
Be safe. Bye. Be safe, Matt. Bye. See ya.
All right, bro. Bye.
All right. So, Mr. Wagner, what's been going on? Anything much?
No, just working like a dog, dude. This winter's been killing us. And,
Yeah,
I got 2 days, two more get-ups for work, and I get to go on vacation, and I can't wait, man.
Yeah.
I can't wait to turn that work phone off and disappear for about 12 days, man. Going down to San Diego, see the in-laws, relax, get out of this weather.
Hey, is there anybody, y'all got anybody up north that want to play with live action?
Shit. Dinier, maybe.
Live action this year?
We ain't got nothing for live action. Dinier, maybe. I don't know.
What about the other guy that said he would run?
Oh, Junior. Junior's from Michigan. Is that who you're talking about the other night?
I think so. He might have said something.
He was on the Michigan show. It was like Sunday night or something.
I think it was, yeah.
I think Biz was, he said, I think so. Are they going to be at Mike Hill's race, or?
I don't think.
No? Okay. I think that's when they were looking at, I think that's when they're going down there. Not sure. But I know Junior races, so, you know what I mean? If they're on the same property, I'm sure they'll try something. Junior wants to race.
If you want to do something, if you want to race,
right.
We can do some kind of lock. I mean, it ain't, you know, ain't got to be nothing now. It's
right.
Just, I don't know if Live Action is probably doing some things or whatever. If they're ready or if they're not ready, but, you know, I'm sure they'll. They looking for some action.
Right.
I know that.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. I mean, you guys have got a month jump start on us already. I mean, it's only February. You know, we're just now.
No, ain't nobody together, you know? I mean, if I ain't ready. I think they're doing a little work or whatever right now, whatever, too. So, I mean, ain't like nobody really, you know, charged nobody. But I remember he was saying what he was saying, and I'm pretty sure he is ready, so.
Yeah.
Wasn't he at Ducks Race?
Yeah, Junior was at Ducks Race. Junior was, I think, Brian Davis. Hey, what did you ever find out, or did you hear anything, what they do with the money? I don't think Big Low and them, they raced in the finals, did they? Or they just pay the two people?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I thought they raced off.
What's that?
I thought they got that race off between Big Low and that Nova.
I don't know. I didn't hear anything. I didn't see anything. I don't know.
Well,
who do you think won?
That?
What's that, DJ?
What Nova?
Wasn't it the Nova in the final? Yeah.
I didn't even see none of the rounds of the Grudge class.
Well, there was only four cars, stay till Monday. And it was Big Low versus Showtime.
Showtime.
Big Low. Yeah, Showtime, the business. I heard that.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I read
it. And then there was some Nova.
Is Showtime gonna run y'all on what tie? Showtime gonna be on?
29. Probably a 29. We're going to come on with whatever tire we need. So, and then we're racing at White Cracker the same day, and Mark Alexander is racing Sandman. April 5th. So, hopefully we'll get some more cars come down.
thought you had another car coming on 29 or 315, some bad car.
That Nova will be bringing out soon. I don't know if we're gonna, what we're going to do.
You think that'll run live action?
Yeah, we might try that. We might try that.
How long for that car's ready?
It'll be about 2 months at least. What do you think, Wagner? You on there?
Yeah.
Or Larry Boyd?
What's that?
You think we could try the ugly Nova with live action?
Oh, I would see. I mean, it's up to them, I guess. They're the ones getting the money, but I would think that would be a good race.
Might be able to try that. And we got to get it out, get it sorted out and everything.
Yeah,
so it'll be a few
months. It's a brand new car. That ain't going to be... You know, the owner of that car, he'd be locking in a race until that car starts making halfway decent passes, you know.
Yeah, they're already locked in, though, Doug.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they locked in, whatchamacallit. They gave Evans gave G-Shot
G-Spot.
Everything in drag racing.
Oh, okay.
So.
When's that supposed to happen?
It's like July 26th, something like that.
I mean, I'm saying if you know, April or May, to get the car out April or May, you know, it's going to take them, a little while to get right, you know.
Yep.
Brand new car.
I mean, I would say that I definitely respect the man that's trying to get their program together. I would never even try to jug at somebody if they not right, because, I mean, no, you know, that's just to me, that's
hey,
fake pumping to me.
You know who I feel sorry for? Well, I really don't feel sorry for him, but that lime green or that teal notchback from No Mercy.
Yeah.
If my car ran that number, I wouldn't. Somebody couldn't give me $1 million to show that time ticket because he's
yeah, no
his shit. For the next 15 fucking years. That goes 424 on a 275 and post his time.
Yeah.
Hey, granted, a small block Ford. And a blower, that dude shit is flying, dude.
Oh, but, yeah.
I mean,
but you know what,
he,
Doug? That's not a true grudge guy. That was a class guy getting in a grudge shootout.
If he wanted to leave that car a grudge car, he'd just fuck himself out of every fucking $10,000 race from New York to California because I'd be towing that bitch everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So... Let me open a couple.
So we got two potentials, the ugly Nova, what's it called? The ugly hooker?
No, we call it the ugly Nova. There is an ugly hooker. There is the ugly hooker up here, but it's just.
I don't want to call nobody name car like I'm being funny, and I didn't. Mean
no, it is. We call it the ugly Nova.
Okay. What is the ugly hooker? What is that? What car is that?
Actually, Doug Wagner's kind of involved in that car.
No, that car is so slow, it won't get out of its own way.
Yeah.
Well,
it's a turbo car.
I don't remember the name. Okay.
Oh, you know what? Hang on, Brian Davis? Is this Brian Davis?
Yes,
Michael?
Sir.
Go
What's
ahead,
up?
You're open.
Who's this?
Brian Davis. Chucky.
Who? Who's that?
Nobody.
I'm a nobody.
Oh, wow. What's up, Chucky?
How you guys doing?
I came by your trailer, but I guess you was gone. I guess maybe spectating or something.
He was signing autographs.
Yeah, right.
He was okay.
Yeah.
That place was something else.
Tell us a little bit. I mean.
It's all right. It's it's okay. I remember being there maybe about 2 years ago, and I mean, it's just insane to wait, the amount of time you have to wait to get a shakedown or something. It's just like, man, it's crazy.
It's a phenomenal race to go spectate at, but it's not something great to go race at, especially in my predicament. I had a brand new car, everything was untested, first time on radials, and it's a pain in the ass when you go there and... You go to make a hit, and you know that if you knock the tire off, you can't make another hit till the next day. You know, it makes it very hard to tune your car when you got situations like that. But
you know, we had issues with rain. They lost power for a couple hours. Saturday was rained out. It was just I won't go back to race, but I may go back to watch.
But as far as a racing surface, I don't think there is a better track around than that. That place is phenomenal.
Well, it's not that great during the day, though, when the sun's on it.
No, it's not.
And that's when we get to go on it. It's like we were filler or something.
Morning or late night is real good.
Oh, it's phenomenal at night. The minute that sun goes beneath those bleachers, it's the baddest track around.
Yes.
Yeah, Brian, we had a good time down there. It was
a blast. Minus not being able to make it as many passes as I want, you know. But I did get to learn a lot, and I just wanted to make sure mechanically everything was good because I got a couple locked-in races next week. So on that end of it, it's ready to roll. And I finally had the car with a good tune-up in it with both systems on it, and then, you know, they go and cancel the track on Saturday night, and then it rained all day Sunday, so I was a little upset with that. But I'll find out what it's going to do when I bust Tony Bynes' ass next week.
There you go. I got some mics open. Evans, your mic's open. Styles, your mic's open.
Hey, Terry, what I heard, I said Bigelow took the win down there.
Did he race that car?
I thought he raced Showtime. They said he won in the final.
No, Showtime wasn't
in the final. It was Bigelow and a Nova, but I don't think that ever happened.
Oh, okay. Well, they just put the money.
Showtime got a little loose. About 2-300 feet out.
All you motherfuckers sound like you're drunk or high or something. Wake the fuck up. Get some energy in your goddamn voices. Let's go.
It's 34
out. What the? Hey, Doug, lay off them beers. Brian, let's go. Drink some Red Bulls and some Skittles. Let's do something. Let's make some noise.
I'm not drinking tonight. I drank last night.
You had enough last night for the month.
Yeah, I did. I'll tell you what, man. That Sam Adams cold snap is, I could drink a fucking case of that, dude. I ain't kidding.
I got a couple text messages and phone calls from Dom last night and today wondering what the fuck is going on.
Hey, he was selling those socks on Facebook. I said, who the fuck would want those things? They didn't hook in your car. Why the fuck would we want to buy them? I figured I'd get an ass chewing for that for sure.
Hey, listen, I want to know one thing. All you guys are down there around that, I'm not going to mention her name because I'm going to get in trouble. All you guys are down there around that girl that takes pictures with the big old boobs. I just want to know which one of you has the fun.
Why are you going to get in trouble? Why are you going to get in trouble if you mention her name?
I don't want to mention her name.
What's her name? Because I'll mention it.
I forgot.
Okay, well, you talking about the pretty? Is her name Jessica?
No.
Jessica Brown.
No, but who's that? Let me see.
Okay, well, the pretty girl that was next to Brian Davis started taking a picture. Do she like black guys? Do she like black guys?
You know what? Look, let me say this. I asked her that, and I can't say the answer right now because of where I'm at. But
there was a car in that picture? Hey, who drank the most alcohol? Was it Chris Pratt or Sean Ash?
Man, skip the alcohol.
It had to have been Aaron Schaefer.
Quit the alcohol. Man, y'all done got off the subject. Do she like black guys, man? God, dog. Get some damn alcohol.
Look, the answer is yes.
Oh.
The answer is yes.
So y'all know you white boys. Y'all out the game now.
Hold on.
I'm going to sit on the sideline. I asked her why.
You know
what she told me? You want to know where Zach, this is her exact words, because her sister told him that they were big. That's exactly what she said.
Hey.
You said what?
I've seen that picture that that was floating around, dude, that had the flat black GMC truck for sale. You guys seen the picture of that one, didn't you?
No.
No, you didn't? It said click on the link to see the picture. I'm sure you like it. It showed this motherfucker over in Africa, where the fuck he's at. Motherfucker dick hanging past his knees.
Oh, my God.
Ain't no bullshit.
Okay. Y'all guys are getting off the subject tonight. Let's come on back.
What's wrong with the fucking water race? Is Sean ever throwing up going to Mike Hill's race?
What you say, Doug?
Is Sean Ash going to Mike Hill's race?
No, nah, Mike Hill's Mike Hill's a grudge racer. It's a grudge race. Sean Ash is a class racer.
I want to trade. I want to trade some Allen Brothers steaks for some of that moonshine.
Hey, you can buy that crap at the liquor
store. No, I want that cook shit. I want that lemon sugar and apple pie shit that he had.
No, you can't buy moonshine at the store. That's some homemade.
That's what it is on the
bottle. Yeah. Get with Tight Man. Tight Man got that real moonshine, baby.
Mm-hmm. If you want to know how good that moonshine really was, get Aaron Safe on the phone.
I tried to get him to bring me some, and I don't know if they can happen. I think they drank it all.
You know
hey,
what? We made it.
That's a federal crime. You can't travel moonshine across state lines. That's a federal crime.
Why would you put like a bottle or something?
He'll hide it somewhere.
A Gatorade bottle or something.
Hey, what's that movie with Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence? You ain't never seen that movie?
Life.
Who?
Can't get right.
Yeah, can't get right. Then you don't see life.
That's a good movie right there.
Probably deep.
Oh my God, this boy done sent me this damn picture. Oh my goodness.
Hey, that's his phone was singing business.
I can't do shit after that.
Oh my goodness.
Evans, what are you doing sending all these pictures?
I told you I wanted that motherfucker. What are you gonna? Hey, is that girl running from that motherfucker? Tell me she would.
What the hell?
Man, if he put that thing in that girl, she'll never be right again.
Motherfucker's like a baseball bat.
My goodness, man, that is just sick.
Hey, so I just want to know one thing: who is ready to race besides Ryan Davis?
Well, he locked in with two races. He locked in with King Kong Jr. and he locked in with I know the guy Tony Bynum is running with, but I ain't gonna say it. He locked in with Tony.
And that's next Saturday.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
In Jackson, South Carolina.
Hey, Brian, while you're there, make sure you grab my $100 from Dustin from the White Boys. He decided to bet me that David Floyd was going to gap every car.
Is he
going to
be there?
Yeah, he told me he's going to be there.
Okay, did you let him know that you'll give me the money so that he doesn't think I'm just trying to get it?
No, I already got it. I said
make it down there, I'll give it to him.
I told him, I said, I don't know if anybody from our area is going. If somebody from our area wasn't going to be there, I said, you can at least give it to Brian because I'll see him a bunch of times.
Yeah.
Then he asked if we were from the same crew. I said, hell no, we're going to race each other just like we always have. I said, when it comes to anybody who needed help, we're the first to help each other.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir, yes, sir. Hey,
that's
going to
be a pretty good event.
Yeah, yep.
What is the status of SVO?
It's sitting in the garage up on the rack.
Is it going to be ready for Michael?
I think it's going to, hopefully, it goes to Dave Zimmerman on this weekend or Monday.
Monday.
Is Eric still on here?
Yes, Doug, what's up?
Hey, man, when are you getting your shirts and your hoodies for your grudge gear?
Artwork will be out. We're going to start posting some artwork tomorrow. Me and Aaron got stuff coming in. And then we're going to put a large order in and a bunch of pre-orders.
You got my sticker for me, right, Aaron? Right, Aaron?
Yeah, I was going to say, is anyone going down to Mike's race with some stickers? Because I got a couple on my car. I'll try to pass them out for you guys.
Well, Aaron and them guys, hopefully, you know, we're going to try to rush some stuff along. And, Dennis, thanks a lot for putting some stuff on there, showing some love. We appreciate it.
Oh, not a problem.
And, we're going to try to rush some shirts and stuff and try to get it for Hills. I don't know if that'll happen, but we'll definitely have some more stickers. We'll have all the artwork set, and everything will be set ready to start. The order will be placed by then, so stuff will be en route. So.
Hey, we had the number one stunner on. Did we get any, my phone dropped. Did we get any clarification with Turbo GT and DJ Grant?
Yeah, they're locked in. For your
race. Yeah, they locked in on Terry's show like about three weeks ago, I think.
Yep.
Okay. Okay.
Yep. And then I think there's a side bet, too, for the gap.
Yeah, on the gap.
Yeah, we already know what the bet is. We're all on the same page. So
I thought the gap was with Boost 12. My bad. Okay.
No. We bet also on the gap. If both cars make the trip, he bets 200 that he's going to gap us. So,
okay.
On top of the bet, we got two bets for him.
Uh-huh.
Yep. And that is that's going to be what is that? That is July the 19th.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The South of Asia,
hey,
North
hey if I get butt naked to come, we got somebody that's gonna run butt naked up there.
We got somebody to try him.
Okay, on 28, cause he on 28.
And we're on 28. So lock his ass in.
Okay.
Y'all, I gotta get up at 4:30 in the morning. I'm gonna let the mouth of the South finish this conversation. Y'all have a good night, and I'll see y'all soon.
All right, Dougie.
Good night, guys.
The mouth of the South.
Are you going to
Mike's
race next weekend?
Yeah, I'll be over there.
The mouth of the South is from Indiana.
Yeah,
make sure you swing by the trailer. It's been a minute since I've seen you.
Say it again.
I said, make sure you stop by the trailer and chit-chat for a little. It's been a minute since I've
actually
seen you.
Oh, of course. Man, come on, B. You know, man, we're going to break bread. Me and my set on kill. My boy's coming down next week, man. I'm very happy to say that. My set on kill crew coming down next weekend. So we'll be there Friday. I know you're going to be there testing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Bring a bag of Skittles, man. He'll be happy as can be.
I got a 3-pound bag sitting in the trailer.
You
don't
mean
want
to
no
tell
Skittles?
Me you ain't finished that bag of Skittles, Brian?
Give him some jerk chicken. Oh, I forgot. I'm in Georgia. They ain't got no damn jerk chicken down here. Hell no. I'm going to bring you some smothered pork chops. I'm going to give you what they like down here. I'm going to bring you some smothered pork chops. Yes, sir.
All right, boys. Listen, I
got to
go to bed, too. I got a job, so I
got to
get up at 4:30.
So what you saying? The people that don't get off the phone don't got no job.
I'm just saying that you ain't got to be up at 4:30.
God, no, I ain't got to be up in no day. I'm farting at 4:30. Hell no, I ain't got to be up in no day.
Got to have my day done before you even wake up.
Yes, sir.
That's
well,
all
have
right.
a good one,
man. I need, all right, you guys have a good one. I'll see you guys soon at a track somewhere.
All right. TJ Gunn going to blow your back out.
Knock it out. Hey, just knock that off. So, Biz, you going to be at House of Hook this week?
Yeah, I'll be at that. Yeah, I'll be over there.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm going to start to make that one, man.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to make that one.
That ain't but two, from my doorstep to the track, ain't but 2 hours. Like going to Byron.
From Georgia to South Carolina?
Yeah, from my house.
Oh, okay.
Hold on, y'all. Hold on.
All right.
Hey, Terry, somebody what? Said they was trying to find somebody to run big neck, butt naked. Would y'all, with the SVO try butt naked?
No, I think, for when?
I don't know. Somebody got on here and said who would run butt naked. I guess it's South and Bay North.
Oh, I don't know. Depends. I don't want to really lock anything in anymore until we know the car's right. You know, if we make it to Mike Hill's race, it's going to be untested. So I think Butt Naked locked in with Lethal Weapon last night.
Really?
Yeah, that's for
Mike's race?
That's for Edmund Hall's race. March
23rd. That'd be a good race right there.
That's in Montgomery.
And head up today?
Oh,
yep.
They don't do nothing but 8 mile here. Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be a good race.
Yeah.
Does anybody know any other lock-in races for Mike Hill's event?
Yeah. What you call it? A Bad Storm just locked in Jolly Rancher.
Oh, well, that'd be good.
Yeah. They just locked that in on BET show.
Okay.
Head up 28-28. Small block to small block, nitrous to nitrous.
Biz, I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
The car that I'm racing with Tony Bynes, I myself don't know what it is, and I told him before I didn't care. But
mm-hmm.
Dog is going to be the DP man. What I
mm-hmm.
do want to do is when I get to the track, I want him, when we get to the track, to tell us what car it is so that I know so that he can't just go and break the car and then go bring another car in. What are your thoughts about that? I mean, if he says no, he says no, but, you know.
Yeah, I mean, actually, that's... Actually, he can say, because y'all never put a stipulation on the car. Technically,
right.
he can have, just say, I know he don't have it, but just say if it was Big Ball's car. He could technically have it in his mind.
Yeah, he said it won't be
one,
Big Ball anyways, but...
I know, I'm just saying, yeah. I'm just using, because everybody know who that is.
Right.
He can actually say it's Big Ball's car in his mind, and it break, and then he can go over there and say, "Damn, I'm going to run it with Bam Bam." Because he never did put a stipulation on what car it is. It's just, if y'all got a time limit, he has to have a small block nitrous car in the stage lane by that time. You
right.
Don't have to,
and like
that,
I said, I don't care.
You don't have to say which one it
is.
Huh?
I said it doesn't matter to me what small block nitrous car it is anyway. So
yeah.
I guess at the
right.
end of the day, it don't really matter.
Yeah, right.
Davis, did you stip a tire?
Yeah, both 28s or 275s, no bars. Is the race,
gotcha.
Both small block and spray only.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he can bring it. I mean, he can have five of them there and pick which one
right.
go the fastest.
Yep.
That's some open-end, that's an open-end lock-in. I mean, you know
well,
what you
I,
got.
I knew that
you
in
know.
The beginning, and like I said, I didn't even care. I just want to race. I don't care.
Yeah.
I didn't want to spend an hour on the phone and all that other stuff, you know.
Right. We generally don't. And in the Midwest, they generally don't. It's pretty much easy locking, you know, guys like yourself.
Oh, yeah, the locking with him and Witt didn't take but 5 minutes with no bullshit, no drama.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hell, he could run you right back with Witt car.
As long as it's a small block.
No. Small block. Right, okay. Yeah, that'd be small block.
Yeah, me and Witt don't have the time, but me and Tony do. So I'm going to take care of Tony first and then do Witt. Unless,
well, what's our time limit for Tony?
I think it was run by 4 or run by 6. Dog knows it all.
Okay.
I have to go back and listen. It was one of the two. I don't remember.
Okay.
But he did stiff a time on there for Saturday.
Okay.
Which I was okay with everything he said, so.
Probably six.
Yeah. Because I know he said they wanted to get dewy or anything like that. And I'm trying to look for the weather right now just to make sure it doesn't rain, but it's too far to look.
Yeah. I know beginning of next week, we're tapping back into the 70s. We was in the 70s the last 3-4 days. The next 2 days, we're going to be in the 50s. And then by Sunday and Tuesday, we're going to jump back up to like 73, 77.
Yeah,
thanks
and
for bragging.
Would
man.
You agree if Saturday, if it were to rain and the event was canceled, that everything is just squashed? We don't, if he has the event the next day and I can't stay,
oh, yeah,
I don't have
re-lock
to
in.
Funk out.
Y'all have to re-lock in.
Right. Okay.
If the event is canceled, God forbid that do happen. But
right.
if an event is canceled, y'all locked in for that day.
You get your lockup back. He get his lockup back. And if the it is racing Sunday, then y'all will have to mutually agree to the race.
Hey, I got a message from Mike. He said the track's going to be open Friday, about 11 or 12, for some of the northern guys that get in and park. And they are going to do test session also and try and make it reasonable for everybody.
Now, what you mean reasonable for everybody, price-wise or time-wise?
He just says reasonable for everybody.
Oh.
He didn't say anything about price or anything.
Oh.
You know what I
mean? Okay.
Well, I don't think the last time I was there, the test session itself wasn't anything expensive, I don't think.
Hell, where they do it down there, hell, you might get your grudge race Friday night.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Mark Crank, I don't know if any of you guys heard, he's bringing his car now, Jimbo's
yeah,
driver.
Yeah, Jimbo,
he
yeah.
He decided
yeah.
last minute, yep.
I get to see my sweetie. I get to see my honey. Ooh, I'm excited about that. My first love.
Now, Jimbo's
hey, man,
coming out.
I'm so glad
with
to get Jimbo
car,
back
right?
in the game, man.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Jimbo's car is looking good.
Oh, yeah. It's real nice.
Exactly.
He's taking the time on it, doing it right.
Yeah. Hopefully he don't put that damn peanut motor back in there.
Oh yeah. Let's see.
Sounds like getting a hair.
What's that?
Yeah, it sounds like some clippers or something going on in the background.
Hey, what's up with my buddies over there at race?
He's on the line.
Man, what's going on, Kev? Why everybody giving him a hard time about that front end, man? That car looked good, man, especially when they put that paint on it.
Actually, I think Kevin fell off.
Okay.
He might be on here somewhere. He was on here. I know he was.
I think that's why he got the nickname the Ugly Nova. I don't know about that long-ass nose.
Call that bitch Pinocchio.
Hell yeah. Shit.
One thing about it, he won't tell a lie because that damn thing won't fly.
There you go.
He won't tell a lie because that damn. Hey, I sound like Muhammad Ali. That damn thing gonna fly. He won't tell a lie.
There you go. You just been named.
But somebody made a comment. He'll go 600 and trip the beams at 660.
There you go.
Somebody told me they call it the Ugly Nova because of the ugly gap they're gonna put on everybody down south.
Hey,
I don't know if that's true.
I can't wait till it come down here.
We've been waiting a couple of years for it.
What is it actually classified as? A back half?
Yes, true back half car.
Okay. Well, I'm definitely waiting for him to come down here and run these back
halves. True back
down
half.
Here.
It's got stock.
And,
it's still got stock front frame rails on that car.
Okay.
I had that same setup in my truck, and everyone gave me shit about it. That's why I sold the damn thing.
Yeah.
Kerry, what tire is the Nova going to be running?
We're not sure yet. Right now it's on a W.
No. Yeah, but, I mean, it's going to be a small tire, of course, right? It ain't going to be a big tire car.
Yeah,
right?
It's on a 10.5W.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's a big tire to some of us, but, I mean, it's still a small tire.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you guys know if Big Low and David Floyd, Brian Anderson, if they're coming to Mike's race?
9 times out of 10. Showtime.
The nicest car, they pushing to have it there. I actually talked to that guy yesterday, and he said that the nicest car is getting painted, and they was pushing to have it there next week.
Yeah.
Damn, that's fast.
Yeah.
And Showtime said he'll beat it. I seen that on Facebook. And Big Low don't miss a
yeah, he said the car's getting painted today. Yeah, that's what he told me.
I was in that same boat last week.
Davis, when did you leave Ducks race? Did you leave on Sunday?
Yeah, we left Sunday. It was pouring rain, so we took off Sunday, and I headed to South Carolina, dropped the car off to make it easier on me to go home and to head back to Mike's race.
Right.
Well, I was watching live feed on Monday, and, I mean, it seems they kept saying moisture was coming up through the track. Is that what the big problem was?
They were saying around the 200-foot mark or so, the moisture was coming back out of the track, you know, from all the rain that they had. And what they were going to do is they were going to shut down and then run it after 6 because the sun was drawing it out. And after 6, the sun goes behind the bleachers. But then after those two wrecks and after everything was going, they decided it wasn't worth it to just cancel the event, which I think was a good call myself.
Oh, yeah. I mean, were
they watching that live stream on Monday? Every single car knocked off about 100 foot out, you know. And whoever didn't do it, it was lazy, you know, to get out there if they didn't.
Right, and it was always that right lane. It looked real bad, too. That right
exactly.
Lane
they get baked by the sun. And it stinks, too, because that track was so badass the day before, you know, and then everyone's got to put a totally different tune-up in it and slow their car way down. And then, unfortunately, a couple people wrecked their cars. You never like to see that.
Yeah. Right. Is that track got any bad spots at all?
When I was there, I didn't see any bad spots at all. You know, you move left or right in the lane depending on how the guys are, how the previous people are staging their cars. You know, sometimes you get better marks or whatever, but never had any spots that we had to do anything for power management as far as for the track being bad. When it's good, it's very, very good. And like I said, it was my first time on radials, so that was experience itself. It was like driving my personal car down the freeway. I can get used to that.
That's good. That's cool.
Alexander, Marky, your mic's open.
Hey, is Crystal on here? Hey, is Pratt still on here, Chris?
Yeah, I'm on here.
Hey, get at me tomorrow. I'll get you set up with that sticker so I can hook you up.
Oh, okay. For sure. Oh, boy. That track down there was looking good. Oh, the Kevin Mullins went 411 twice.
Yeah, but you know what? I've been to Holly Springs. I've been to both of them. Holly Springs is just nice, track-wise.
Yeah, I've never been to Holly Springs.
I think so.
But
yeah, I can't wait to go to Holly Springs.
Yeah, that looked like a good track, too.
I'm waiting to go to the end of the year, because if I go there now, I'm going to see some crazy-ass time ticket I'll never be able to get again. It'll break my heart.
Hey Brian, I think they're having a small block race in Holly Springs time this month.
Yeah, that's too much for me. I can't keep leaving my family like that, and all the money I put in this damn car to get it ready, and then travel to Duck's race, you know, and then the cost for that, and then travel right back down to Mike's race. It just ain't gonna work.
Yeah.
I miss my little guy, you know, I don't wanna be gone too long because he's growing up, I don't wanna miss anything.
Oh yeah.
I hear that.
Brian, you said that baby crawling or not, huh?
I was happy yesterday. I thought I was gonna miss it and he did it yesterday. It was cool.
Nice.
You know,
that was exciting. I know that's good.
I got them. I'm flying my girl and the baby into Mike's Hill race so they can come hang out for that. That's going to be pretty cool.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, the Duck race is an awesome event, man. It's not the grass race. But I still think everybody should go at least one time in their life.
Oh, yeah.
But as a spectator, it's just not the grass race.
I think that they should do it without the X275 second chance because that's the biggest class that they have. And, you know, everyone was saying they should eliminate Open Comp or the 6-0, and you can't do that because they're racers just like us. You know, to them, this is their thing just like us. You know, we're no better than anyone else.
Lot of them, too. It ain't like it's just like 4, 3, 4, 5 of them. It was plenty of them.
Right. Right, and that puts fans in the seat. They put rubber down for us. So what I suggested was instead of discriminating against a certain class and telling someone they can't come, is the X275, don't do the second chance. Right after the first round elimination, everyone that lost could take to get back in. You know, they're the only group that has a second chance race. And, you know, that's the biggest class. They have 80-something cars in there. After the first round,
you got, what
half.
You got to realize, too, Brian, is that's a class event. It's a class racers event. That's what everyone
right.
is.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But they don't
everyone's
do it for radial
see,
versus the world. They don't do it for outlaw drag radial. You know, they don't have no second chance buyback race for any of those guys.
Right.
So I think if they eliminated that, then no class got eliminated. Everyone got a fair shot, you know, and it frees up the time a little bit.
Yeah.
But
and I think the
at the end of the day, it's about
right.
the money, you know.
What
yeah,
was the, what
exactly.
was the buy-in for those guys? What's the buy-in for those guys, Brian?
For the buyback, I don't know.
I think, for everybody.
200?
Was it 200 for the grudge?
Two or 250, and then $100 to test the day before for, like, 4 or 5 hours or something.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow. Hey, Davis, are we going to see you in the Chicagoland area this year for anything?
Yeah, I'm going to try to do as much as I can. That all depends on I'm bringing game over back out, so we'll see how the funds are with that and then traveling, you know. Well, when it gets warm around here, I'm going to support all the local events. I'm definitely trying to make business race.
Right.
But, you know, I know that's here. But I'm going to do what I can. And like I said, there may be some times where I can't make the trip, but I can get the car and someone to drive it to the track. But just because I can't make it doesn't mean the car won't make it.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Terry, how many events you got scheduled this year?
4 meltdowns.
4?
Yep.
Nice.
Yep.
First
all
one
at Union Grove.
All at the Grove.
All at the Grove.
That's a good track, ain't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it.
Track.
I mean, I think it is.
I think most guys would agree with you, Terry. I mean, I've never
yeah.
heard bad things about it.
Well, I mean, I have heard bad things about it. You know what I mean?
You'll hear
back
bad things about any track, anyone
yeah,
to take
exactly.
it down.
You know, right.
But it's not as bad as the other place, is what I was getting at.
Yeah, no.
Oh, no.
You know?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a real nice, you know, it's a nice facility.
No, it's exactly what you said. It's a real facility. That's what it
yeah.
is.
They got a nice bar there with a big screen and everything.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's what I heard. I heard that place, you could party there after you get
oh,
down
yeah.
on track.
Yep. Yeah, they got a real nice bar and big screen TV, everything there. So, oh, yeah. If anyone else going, what else come on? Anyone going to Mardi Gras or no? Down that way?
I haven't seen a lot of promoting for that like I normally see. I was shocked
about
that.
Well, I called them the other day, told them to come on and talk about it. No
I just
setting.
Posted a promo for it today in the Grudge Group.
Well, I remember last year and the year before, it was December, and they're promoting the crap out of it. You know, I haven't seen a lot of pushing it.
Yeah. From what I hear, everybody that went from up here last year, really don't have no intentions of going back because of how it was last year. I don't know. It's just because of
that.
I don't know.
That's the same reason why I didn't go back. But at the same time, I'm trying to go somewhere different and new every single year, you know.
Well, I think Clark and Gadget have one in Battlefield. I think that's Battlefield, Mississippi or something. I heard that's a pretty
nice
place.
Yeah, no, last year, Clark,
Last
year was in Lena. That's where everyone was, like, testing. Then we were supposed to go to Hattiesburg, and then it got rained out.
Yep.
So we stayed in Lena, and it didn't work out too well.
Yeah. Remember them tornadoes that came through?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember everyone posting pictures of the hotel.
Yeah.
I remember a lot of that trip.
Hey, Terry.
Terry. Yeah.
Cut on. What? I didn't get to hear the first half of the show. What was talked about?
Nothing really. We're just talking about just bullshitting. Just bullshitting. You got Brian Davis on here and Chris Platts, and I think DJ's on here. A couple other people. driving the truck.
Yeah, I can hear him talking to his horn or something.
Someone driving a truck? Semi?
No, not me.
Someone's blowing a horn.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris. Pats.
Yo.
Hey, man. I know you asked me if I was going to park my car up. Hey, I can sell you the gas the gas tank door on it. If you're looking for some parts.
The gas tank
door. And the door lock.
Hey, Mark. And the door lock. I tell you one thing. If I had your hand, I'd cut both mine off.
I'll sell you the whole thing, man.
No,
whole thing.
The whole car.
Well.
Yeah,
hey,
yeah,
Brian. Brian.
Yo. Yes, sir.
Hey, man, I just want to say your car looks great, man. You guys did an awesome job on it, man.
Yeah, we busted ass to get that thing down there. I'm amazing that we actually got it all done.
Yeah. Hard work goes a long way, man.
Yeah, it was cool to come home and watch on live stream to see what it actually looked like, you know.
It is pretty cool, ain't it? I mean, you don't really get to see any of that when you're actually racing. You know,
and then most of the videos are always by a phone, and it's just of the backside of it. You know, it was cool to catch all angles of it.
Yeah,
it looked like it went pretty good, Brian.
What's that?
I said it looked pretty good. It looked like it went pretty well. About 100 foot, got it moving.
I was happy with it, but like I said, we didn't get to do the tuning the way we wanted to. You know, it was one of those things where you go up there and you try to put a tune-up in it to go down, because if you knock the tire off, you don't get another hit till the next day. So it was really played a game on your mind, you know. But Tootin and Zimmerman, they're some bad dudes. I didn't have an issue with it. First time right off the trailer, went right down the track. So
yeah,
I don't expect anything less from those guys.
It's amazing what a good track was for you.
Hey, what'd you think about them radials, Brian?
I love them.
Yeah, I love them.
It's like driving my 300 down the freeway. No shimmy shaking, no nothing. I was shocked about the other stuff that I could pay attention to. You know, it's been 8 months since I've been in a car, so that's got me a little like, you know, okay, everything's gonna go on. I don't care how fast or slow you've been. When it's been 8 months since you've been in something, almost everything feels fast. And then to top it off, normally when I bring my car back out and everything's new, I rent the track. Instead, I go to a facility with thousands and thousands and thousands of people, with 5,000 people online to watch me, and I know half of them want me to fuck up, you know. So there was a lot of stress going on, you know. But at least it all worked out. I got a great group of guys. It definitely all worked out.
What's going on, Jerry?
Yeah, plenty of help down there, bro.
How's it going? Who's
this? Yeah. I couldn't deal without those guys.
Oh, what's going on, Larry? How you doing?
Oh, man, pretty good. I come in to speak to all of you all and say hello and show my support. The race is going to be in Collinsville, Mississippi. That's just about 7 miles right out of Meridian.
Okay.
That's where Big Clark and I'm going to be at. I'm going to go and I'm going to go down there and get some support and then leave from there and go by Hub City and stay until Tuesday, and then I'm going to come on back in.
Gotcha. Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyone wants to go down there? I think they're having a small block shootout on Friday. Small block 28th on Friday, and I think it was 28th, 29th on Saturday.
Nice. Right.
So that'll work.
I just want to come in and say hello. I want to come in and say hello to everybody, man, and come in and pay my dues with you, Terry. And I'm going to get on right back on mute and let y'all finish. You know.
Okay. Hey, thanks for coming on, Larry.
All right. Hey, Terry.
All right. Yep.
Man, it's Cadillac, man.
What's going on?
I wanted to let you know I enjoyed the show, man. What's good with it?
Good, good. Anyone ain't got nothing to do on Friday night, you can call the same number. Cadillac Joe got the round table. You got some midgets dancing on there.
Oh, man, no doubt. Hey, got some midgets dancing. Jerk chicken, five, Terry, five. I heard about you, Terry. You You couldn't stop eating, I heard.
No, it was good.
Oh, man, it was fine. I had some. It was fine. It
yep.
was good, man. Hey, them ribs looking good, too, now.
Yep.
Them ribs,
oh, yeah.
man. Them ribs was falling off the bone.
We had some ribs, some jerk chicken, and spaghetti.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It was a good feast, man. It was good fellowshipping, which I missed you.
Yeah.
Back after they just left.
Yep.
Yeah, but no, it still was a good time, man. Got a chance to see a lot of guys we hadn't seen in a long time and fellowship with them. And the best thing about they still around.
Yeah.
So, you know, yep. hey, man, just wanted to let you know I'll just give you some support, man. Saying
All right.
what up. All right, brother.
Thanks, man.
All right,
fellas, anyone got anything else want to talk about?
Are you driving anything this summer, Terry?
No. Who's this?
Styles.
No, I'm DSVO. That's it.
I know you're the spokesperson, but I was just wondering
yeah.
if you were going to pilot anything.
No, I'm not driving. I ain't got time. I got too much stuff. I'm spokesperson for that Marky's car.
Gotcha.
For the Viagra car.
Plus putting on the events. I hear you. I got you.
Plus putting on the events, traveling. You know, I don't have nothing.
We're going to try to blow this up and be at every event we can this summer.
Yeah.
Hey, Brian Davis.
That drifting contest.
Hey,
Brian.
How you doing? I didn't see you back.
I think
not.
Brian might have dropped. Yeah, Brian dropped.
He dropped?
Yep. So.
I was going to ask him how the Sandman's car looked down there.
Yeah, it didn't look. I mean, it didn't look really great to me. I don't know.
Regardless, I'm going to drag that motherfucker back to Northwest Indiana.
I think I saw him making a hit, Mark. You ain't got shit to worry about.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You were there. I forgot.
Yeah, I was down there. I didn't get a chance to go talk shit to him, but we've been back and forth on Facebook. You ain't got nothing to worry about.
Yeah. Danny's a good guy, though, man.
He's
pretty
cool
true.
As hell.
Yeah.
He's cool.
We give each other. That's all good. But I also heard that Regulator Racing, I think it's Junior, was
yeah.
looking to do with us too, and I said
oh.
that we would more than happy to oblige that.
Yeah, we'll do that
we
up here.
Yeah, I mean we don't have anything locked or any dates yet, but all I can tell you is it will happen. We'll go ahead and drag that car too.
Oh yeah. So
y'all let me know when you get that one locked in, because I want all side bets on that one.
Oh yeah, this is gonna be the Southern Beat down tour. Sorry, I had a few drinks tonight, so I'm a little fucked.
Oh shit, Mark's feeling good.
A little bit.
Mark, you have a couple of more, and I'm gonna come on down there and see what parts I need off that blue car.
Hey man, it's 9:04 where I'm at right now, and I had a little too much, but it's all good.
I stopped on the way too.
What's that? Them Jaegers get me every time, man.
Are they drinking Jaeger bombs?
Oh no,
hey,
man, just
hey, Chris, how are we tomorrow? Terry, Mark, good night, guys. Take it easy, boys.
Okay. I'll talk
all right,
to you.
Nice,
see you tonight.
All right, fellas. I'm going to go ahead and shut this down. Get ready for work.
Yeah, me too.
Some of us got to work real jobs.
Yeah, everybody going to bed. We going to work.
Yeah.
Hey, Terry.
I'm done about to be up with me and Terry.
Hey. I'm finna sit up in the bed and eat me some milk and cookies.
Milk and cookies?
Yeah, what you think about that? Hey. All right.
Good
show,
all right,
man. Take care, fellas.
Take care. Everyone
right,
have a good
everybody.
Night. See you next Wednesday.
So show.
Thanks for calling in.
Later. See you guys. All right. Go.